Congratulations.
It's conditional use number 2068, filed on behalf of Charles J. Short. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 24.978 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Cordery Road, Road 308, approximately 0.72 miles southwest of Mount Joy Road, Road 279. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 28, Parcel 146. The 911 address is 30226 Cordery Road, Millsboro. The Planning Commission did hold a public hearing on February 23rd. At that meeting, they deferred the application. At their March 9th public hearing, they did vote to recommend approval for the conditional use with 11 conditions. Since that time, we have received a letter with a petition from Mr. Daniel Yuska in opposition to the application, and that petition had a number of signatures on that, and that is all I have for this application. Thank you.
Is there any questions from council?
Was this a violation?
This was not.
No? Okay.
Okay, Mr. Short.
Go ahead. For the record, my name is Charles Short, and I reside at this location. Sorry, this is the first time I'm in front of county council, so bear with me. This business, I'd like to add to my residence, is going to be an automotive-style business where we do general repair and specialize in automotive electrical and light fabrication. I've had this business since 2004, and it's basically been just a side business that I've done. I currently work for the Cape May Lewis Ferry full-time, and in 6 years, I'll have my 25 years, and for numerous reasons, I'd like to pursue another career. So with that being said, we have a building there on my land, and it's we'd like to use that for this business. Just a little bit about with the planning and zoning meeting last time. There was a gentleman with some opposition that had concerns about some oil being leaked into their groundwater. My current well is about 100 feet away from this building where I'll be doing the work at. And I have two small children, two and a half, be three in June, and one 2.5 months. So I think, the nearest property line that their residence is about 800 feet away. So I think I'm pretty concerned about my own well and my own children's well-being, especially being that they'll be playing around this location, especially my wife. And anyway, then there was another question of, this unsightly view, I guess, would be, having a large shop there and vehicles around. I believe planning and zoning limited that vehicle use to 10. Currently, my wife overrides that and says it's 5. So we'll see how that plays out. But I don't want to make this whole 25 acre parcel this huge business of any sort. This is just going to be something I'm going to do, roll into when I retire, and I'd like to have something a little more to do because I'll be a little too young to completely retire from work, that is. So other than that, We will also, my wife and I will be using a company called Crystal Clean to do any recycle oil pickup, filters, antifreeze, and such. Also, we'll utilize that we don't do any more than 25. We're a small generator of oil, make no more than 25 gallons a year right now currently, but this is just a side business. So I foresee maybe that does increase to somewhat more, but not, I don't believe, ever a large quantity, but so be it. Anything that is a large quantity, such as a 55-gallon drum, will be in secondary containment. Any oil will be either in secondary containment also or a double-wall tank for EPA standard. Also, we'll be planting, we have currently in the front of the building now, we have plants, trees that are growing. My wife has planted. And we will be planting more on the side where it is facing the local community. Different plants such as hollies, arborvitaes, and camellias. I'm not really sure what all those look like in my mind, but my wife does, so she'll be taking care of that. Other than that, this is the fourth generation in my family that has owned this land. I am, and I plan on my son and daughter to be the fifth. So I don't plan on going anywhere. This is my great grandparents. They had the farm and the agricultural part of that, which is still zoned AR1. They did all the farming where they had livestock, and then they also had crops. And although I'd love to go that route again, the crop prices just aren't going to go that well with 25 acres. But I guess I could go with the livestock part of it and go right back to chickens and pigs or something of that nature. But I don't really prefer to do that yet. So we'll see how these hearings go from here. And that's all I have.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You've applied for 24.97 acres in your application, although you're planning to only use 2 acres. Why didn't you just apply for 2 acres in your application?
Just probably ignorance being this is, I'm not sure what's okay. of that. On the plot that I submitted to planning and zoning, I had the person that drew that up block that out on what I am actually do want, which is about 2 acres, I believe.
Okay. I am correct that it came in as the full parcel. Is
it
that
came
correct?
In as the full parcel, and during the Planning Commission public hearing, it was determined that he would not be using the entire mm-hmm. 25 acres, and that, and again, Planning Commission, if approved, one of their conditions was it would be approximately 2 acres that he would be using as the business.
Yeah, I saw that in condition G, and I wonder if it's possible, and we've not done, or I've not done this before, that the balance of the land be a condition that after the site plan is approved, that the conditional use drop for the remaining acreage. So it would only remain on the 2 acres itself as a possible condition if the council decided to consider something like that. Okay, did you have anything else that you'd like? Is there anyone, did the council have any questions of him first?
Can that be done? Can that legally be done?
It does what this does here now at this point. This is the first time I recall seeing a condition that limited an entire parcel down to 2 acres. So I want to look at that more. I also want to see if we can add a condition that says once the final site plan is approved that the conditional use drop on the remaining 21 acres approximately. So then it only remains on the 2 acres.
You can't just amend it, the application, to 2 acres?
That's one of the things that we will look at, too.
Okay.
Because I'm, this is a big, big acreage.
But none of this can be done today?
None today.
Gotcha.
We want to look at those alternatives. So.
I got a question for Mr. Schiff.
Yes.
You mentioned early on something about fabrication. Now, your application's for auto repair. When you talk about fabrication, I thought you said some...
Light fabrication, such as welding, if something needs welding, such as a hitch or something of that nature, or a trailer.
Okay. So, you know. Fabrication dealing with...
Dealing with automotive still, yes.
But that's not sheet metal repair? That's mechanical?
Yes, just mechanical repair, so automotive mechanical, yes. No sheet metal such as HVAC or any of that, no.
What about body work?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? See a gentleman coming forward.
Got a man coming.
ID mentioned body work and stuff. Small engine repair doesn't mean body work, does it? So he can't,
no.
Without specifying it, we're fine without having to write it. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Yes, my name is Steve Cordry. I live at 30352 Cordry Road. My property and my family's property is the closest to the Shorts property. We have 10 acres there that is very close by, and we have no concerns with his operation. We've seen it running where he works on his own vehicles and things, and I don't see any problem at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Here comes someone else.
Somebody else.
My name is Kenny Short. I live at 30088 Cordy Road. I'm the applicant's father. And
are you for it or against it?
Huh?
Are you for it or against it?
Well, let me think about
still
it.
Thinking?
Yeah. No, but I'm for it. And I farm the field. I raise corn and soybeans. Have been before I was born. And I've been doing it ever since I was born, or, you know, since I was that high. And I'm planning on continuing. And I don't think I don't want him running any oil out of my field. So I don't think that's going to happen. It won't.
Okay.
So I have.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application?
I have a question before we move off to the opposition.
Okay.
of the applicant. May I,
mm-hmm.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Because I'm reading these conditions again, and is all of the work going to be done inside of the garage area, interior?
The majority is, yes, but there are some times where if there's a longer trailer or something, because I do work on the Cordry's equipment too, so sometimes there's a long trailer where, you know, it doesn't all fit in the facility there. But yes, the majority of work will get done inside.
And then the garage itself, is it a
concrete
floor. It is concrete floor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I think I had the last call for anyone in favor of the application. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, we'll start right here with you.
Good afternoon. My name is Iris Yuska, and my husband and I live at 20 Tecumseh Pass in Indian Summer Village, which is directly behind this property in question. We share a property line with Mr. Short. He's in our backyard and we're in his. The structure that he's using for his auto repair is less than 800 feet from our property line. So we're here with many of our neighbors to respectfully urge you to decline this petition. Last week, as Ms. Cornwell noted, we presented you a petition signed by many of our neighbors. In addition to that, we also submitted a copy of a memo authored by Ms. Cornwell where She cites the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, and that designates this area as a low-density area. And it states that intense commercial uses, this is a quote, intense commercial uses such as auto repair should be avoided in these areas. And it says the conditional use request to allow for an auto repair shop might not be considered consistent with land use, surrounding zoning, and uses. The third thing we submitted was a photo taken from our backyard. And in that photo, you see the structure, but you also see a large white three-axle trailer parked next to or behind this garage. Now, one of the things in the Zoning Commission's recommendations were that there should be no trailers outside. The Planning and Zoning Commission addressed some of the cosmetic objections that we raised. Certainly, we don't want to look at this. We don't want to hear it. But we're concerned about the environmental impact. We're concerned about air, noise, and ground pollution. And that was not addressed, to the best of my knowledge, by the Planning and Zoning Commission. At the commission hearing, Mr. Short told us that he is currently repairing vehicles for East Coast Garden Center. Now, he says he's only allowed to do 5 at this time, but that's still a lot in this small operation. And his plans, he's been very open about his plans to expand this operation. And so we're wondering what we're going to be facing in a few years' time. And I don't think a few trees are going to make the situation any more palatable for those of us who have to live close to it. He says he wants to expand to a 6-day-a-week operation, and he's hiring at least one other person to assist him. And that's totally inconsistent with the surrounding area. And again, to quote Ms. Cornwell's memo, it in no way addresses the needs of the single-family residences and agriculture. Another thing I wanted to point out was that Mr. Short says he's been doing this since 2004. Now, you folks say that he's not in violation when there was no, he's been doing it without zoning approval. So I question that, and I also wonder why he would not have been, having admitted that he's in operation, would not have been advised to cease until a final decision was handed down. And I don't think that that's happened. I think it's business as usual. So I thank you very much for listening to our concerns, I hope that you deny his request. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir? Ms. Cornwell, did that qualify as a home occupation?
If he didn't have any employees,
it could have, based on the number of vehicles. We are also complaint driven, so if we have never received a complaint, we would not have gone out to violate the property.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Dan Yuska. I live at 20 Tecumseh Pass. That's my wife, and as explained, we are neighbors. We butt up to the back of the property. This building in question was built 2 years ago. It's a 1.5-2-story building. It's 3,600 square feet. And when you talk about a 24-acre property, 24-plus acres, this building with the, as mentioned in the zoning and planning part of it, the paved area and the stone area around the building comprises roughly 2 acres. Well, 2 acres to 24, that's roughly 10% of this site. It's not one of these where you have 100 acres where you've got this little speck in the middle. I mean, this is roughly 10%, and it's right in our backyards. And a lot of our neighbors, like I say, we just look out back, and now we see this building, and that's one of my concerns there. It's not just a small garage. It's got 7 bays that I can see, drive-in bays, and one of them being an extra large bay. So, I mean, it was built for a purpose. I mean, it just wasn't, at first we thought it was just for the farm equipment, but now we realize it wants to go into a auto repair service on it. And after the first meeting, which was on a Thursday, that Saturday when I drove around, he does do a lot of vehicles for the East Coast property. They have a fleet of over 30 vehicles. And I can see sometimes on the weekends, especially after weather getting better and everybody wanting to get their nursery stuff, he has several of their vehicles in and out of there. So, I mean, this is not just going to be a small hobby type thing that he says he has. He's been doing this, and how long has he been doing it since his building has been built? I don't know, because we never really were concerned about it at the time, but now we are. And one of my other concerns, I found out at the proposal for the conditional use, it could be approved even before any of the limits and restrictions were in place. One of the restrictions was no expansion without public hearing. And from listening to him talk before and now, it is something when he retires, it's going to get much bigger than what he has now. So it's just a matter of time that we're back here again. This was, I think it was Commissioner Hopkins in the second hearing, put it that it was a small size and would have no adverse impact to neighbors or the community, and would be for the general convenience and welfare of the area. He has his dad on one side, East Coast Nursery and Garden Center on his other side, and he has Indian Summer Village on the back side. So I don't know whose convenience it's for or whose welfare it's for. And that's really all I have to say, and I just hope that you consider everything, because this could grow into a much larger thing, and if there's any spills or pollution or anything, it could be have a lot of effect that could be too little too late if we don't do something now. And that's why we're here opposing this. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak, ma'am?
Bear with me, it's my first time doing this as well. My name is Martha Hawkins. I live at 19 Tecumseh Pass in Indian Summer Village with my husband, Al. I come before you today to ask you to please deny this conditional use based on the following reasons. None of this is personal in any way against Mr. Short. No one in our neighborhood has any personal reasons for this. However, he has essentially been illegally operating an auto repair business in our backyards for 2 years that we know of, he said since 2004. To the best of our knowledge, he obtained no zoning changes, no permits, or anything of that nature in order to conduct this business. Again, we thought the building he erected was for farming equipment, quite honestly. At the previous hearing, Mr. Ross, I believe it was, asked him about hazardous waste recycling, specifically oil, I believe it was. And Mr. Short at that time said he had recycling bins, that when and if he expanded his business, he would adhere to all state laws regarding the recycling of hazardous waste. Apparently that's not being done at this point. Mr. Short's own admission that he's taking care of East Coast Garden Center's vehicles, and his wife is employed there, and that this business is a hobby, and that he's doing this as a hobby, I assume for them as well, repairing these vehicles, but that he does want to expand it to a full-time business when he retires from the Cape May Lewis Ferry. I have no opposition to anyone wanting to do work after they retire. We all need to do it. However, he's going to hire employees. He says one now. It could go more. We don't know how big this is going to get. We did some research. I researched with Mr. Yasko. We found Ms. Cornwell's memo, and I'm not going to repeat what they said, and everyone is well aware of what low density means. However, we believe Mr. Short is now trying to garner these approvals through a backdoor process because he is going to expand this business. And that is what we are truly concerned about. There's been no addresses for noise pollution, which there is noise, as well as any of the hazardous material conditions. What if there's a spill, a leakage, it's going to happen. To our knowledge, that's not been addressed. We just truly believe this is not in the best interest of our area. It is zoned AR1. It will not serve the needs of our community in any way. And we have a lot of retired people. Peace and quiet is what we move there for. And we're also afraid that that's going to be severely depleted. And it's going to, the other impact that people talk to me about was lowering our property values could happen upon expansion. So those are our concerns. I thank you very much for your time and letting me speak.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition, ma'am?
My name is Shirley Kelly, and I live directly behind Mr. Short's property. And I've been there 17 years. And 8 years ago, when he started working out of his garage, the noise, believe me, was horrendous. And if he could put up a, something to block the noise, the view, we moved here to retire. And I see this big building he built, which is his business, but it's very ugly. And it's not fun to sit out back and see it anymore. If he could do something to block the view, do something about the noise ordinance, it's horrible. And I'm old, I'm 80 years old. And I'm very nervous talking right now. And I, if the Maine would do something to make it amenable to the rest of the people, if he gets approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you
do
so bad?
You didn't.
No, you made out fine. You made out fine.
You can give the others lessons.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone? Was there a hand back there?
Yep.
Yes.
Hi.
You can pull those down if you want.
Are you saying I'm short?
No, I didn't say that. They were too tall.
My name is Kathy Dorsch, and I live at 11 Little Owl Trail in the neighborhood that we're talking about. And I'm new to the neighborhood. I moved there to retire as well. And he is asking for special exception to use 2 acres of his property. But how do we know that's not going to expand and expand? I mean, I come from an area that the auto shops end up being kind of like junkyards and extra parts and cars that people don't pick up. And I mean, it can expand willingly, but that's how it happens sometimes. So I'm also concerned about the visual effect in time that this business could create. Who monitors or enforces him keeping that within that 2-acre plot? And also, if it's 2 acres and it starts to fill up with junky cars or whatever, it will be an eyesore. So my concern is, who will monitor his expansion? And, also, if this is a hobby, why does he need 7 bays? That is a lot of room in an auto repair shop. It seems like there might be some other things that are not apparent right now that are maybe coming in the future, because this building is very large for a hobby to do auto repairs. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can...
I want to ask a question.
Yes, sure. Go ahead and ask
questions. Now? Right now. We're going to defer it. Yeah, we're going to defer it now. They referenced this 7-bay structure. Isn't there something in our ordinance that when somebody on a farm or anywhere in the county builds a 7-bay structure that...
It would require a special use exception?
Yeah.
That is correct. I would have to see what type of building permit they received. and if there are actually seven bays, because I have not been out to the site. I have not been able to verify it.
Right.
And it also depends if it came in as an agricultural building. It would have been exempt from building code, so the planning office would not have seen that.
Could you research it, because we do defer on it, so we'll have some better information on that.
Exact same question, Mr. President, I had written down. So you are good, Mr. Cole. I think you did. I think you cheated. You saw my question.
If there are no other questions, then at this point we can close the public hearing on this matter, and you may want to keep the public.
Our record
open, but the public comment would be closed.
All right, but staff and our comment, we're okay.
We will close the public hearing, and if it's okay with council, we'll leave the record open for council and staff to make any comments or questions they want. And you're going to do some research, apparently?
Yes, I will.
So that motion to defer.
So move, Mr.
Do we need any kind of a time frame, every from your end, or
I wouldn't. We got it. We're off next week.
We're off next week. The 2 weeks. I can come back and give you have the information on the update.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Update in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Entertained motion. Yes.
Perfect.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Secondly, Mr. Arlette, to defer for 2 weeks to receive comments back from Mr. Moore. And any staff comments that were asked. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next matter, Mr. President, is the last one for today. Conditional use number 2069, filed on behalf of Rudolph Joseph Johnson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a workout studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 21,962 square feet, more or less, lying north of Clay Road, Road 269, 600 feet east of Marsh Road, Road 276. The tax map is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 58. The 911 address is 34001 Clay Road, Lewis. Staff would note that the Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 9th, and then at their meeting on March 23rd, they made a recommendation to approve the application with a number of conditions. Thank you.
Are there any questions from council? The people that are departing the room, if you'll keep your voices down, please. We're still conducting hearings. Any questions from council? Mr. Gibbs.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council.
Mr.
Cornwell. Robert Gibbs here with Morris James on behalf of Rudolph Johnson on the conditional use that was just described. We just heard the discussion about small as 3,600 square feet. Well, this is actually a 336 square foot building that we are requesting council's consideration to grant a conditional use to allow a yoga studio to be operated Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 with very limited participation with the public. It can go from one-on-one to up to, at maximum, if there's a class, five users or five clients of the yoga therapist. So it is truly a small usage that's being sought. It's on Clay Road, and Clay Road I described below in the commission's hearing as a sort of a transition road between two ends of commercial usage. Directly across the street from the property is actually an industrial use. It's Pours Energy. They have raised tanks and liquid fuel and propane gas storage and so forth across the street. And up and down Clay Road, there are a number of quasi-commercial businesses on that stretch. I would like to supplement your booklet, if I may. I mentioned this to Mr. Moore just before this meeting, that there was an addition at the public hearing below, a supplement to your tab number 9, which is a group of copies of letters of consenting adjacent property owners or very close by property owners. What we did is just I made a list of those parties and a little bit about the businesses, and also a map colored in yellow with all the consenting property owners. So if I may approach.
Would you like me to pass that? Yes, could you please? Thank you.
If you open the map up, you'll see in dead center, circled in with a red outline, is the property, which is on the north side of Clay Road. I'm sorry. Yes, north side of Clay Road. There's five properties on the same side of the road within very close proximity of the parcel with consenting property owners. You've got two more large commercial on the far western end, and then down at the eastern end is another consenting property owner. There is residential along there as well. That stretch of houses is residential, but if you look at the list of consenting property owners, you'll see you've got the Clay Road Holdings LLC is a small office complex. Russ Palmer is a business, a builder. Lewis Farmers Market LLC is a business oriented use. Dean Sherman has the Sherman Oil at the Westcott's Corner end. Lewis Office LLC is a small group of offices, including I think Gary Progar's office, the accountant. So there is a fair amount of quasi commercial business usage, not heavy duty, but certainly the minor usage for a yoga studio on a small portion of the property in a very small building, I think, is in keeping with the adjacent properties and so forth. The notebook, I don't think I need to. I'll just run through it quickly, just to make a record. We've got the application, of course, at Exhibit 1, which shows the size of the building, 14 by 24 feet, for this workout studio. There's also two pages back from there is a site plan. It's kind of confusing because the building that we're talking about is right in the dead center, and it's just that little 14 by, it says frame building within it. That's the building we're talking about. The proposed building in the back is actually already a permitted three-stall garage. So that's the focal point of this application is in the middle. The plumbing permits are shown. The title deed is next under tab 2. Tab 3 has a number of illustrations that show that parcel 58 is the parcel located on the north side of Clay Road. The next one is a aerial photograph, which is a little dated, so it doesn't actually show what's there right now, but the plot plan does. The next one just highlights the property on the tax map, and this the last is, I think, is a more current Google map again, and that shows that it's across the street from the Poor's Gas that I was talking about, and Westcott's Corner is at the bottom, and Savannah Road's much further down off the map to the top there. Tab 4 is the zoning map, shows the property again, dead center. In blue. I do note behind it you'll see McNichol Road, Cedar Road, Holly Road. There was opposition below. One property owner who owns a property on Clay Road objected and had a list of maybe 12 property owners, but almost I think all but four were in McNichol Place. They're not even on Clay Road. So the facilities map is there. These great Google maps that we can roll in on and show us rolling to and from the property are next under 6. 7 is a larger version of the plot map. 8 is the DLDOT's consideration of this and noting that there was no traffic impact study required. And tab 9 was the copies of the consenting property owners close by, as just supplemented by the documents that I just handed you. The Planning and Zoning Commission made their report, which is also a part of your record, and concluded that based upon the analysis of the land use, surrounding zoning and uses, the conditional use request to allow this workout study could be considered consistent with the land use and surrounding zoning and uses. The conditions that we proposed or offered below were adopted 100% by the commission below and are listed. My client has reviewed those, and he is satisfied to accept all those conditions for the use and for this approval. So I have Mr. Johnson here. I know I'm the last one, and I always like to keep things moving. So he's here to answer any questions. Do you have anything you wanted to add yourself? Okay.
Okay. Cole.
Yeah, I got a couple questions. It is, when I look at our map here, it does show that there's some commercial at one end and stuff. But pretty much, as I think somebody in opposition said, it's pretty much residential through that stretch in there.
Well, on the that group on the north side there are a number of residences, but even within those, there are quasi-commercial uses. I don't know.
Well, they're not legit if they are. Well, here's my concern.
Yes.
Being the first one to kind of break the ice there with an application, I think the council should be, you know, pretty concerned about, you know, changing the character of a neighborhood by starting the introduction of small businesses and stuff. The unlighted, it called for a condition for a lighted sign and a 4x8 sheet of plywood for this small property. A 32 square foot sign's pretty large, in my opinion. And to be lit up at night in this, again, strictly pretty much residential at this point. How important do you think the having a sign lighted or unlighted? I would prefer unlighted, again, because it is a residential neighborhood. It's still an AR1 district, right? And so I think we need to be concerned about the residential characteristics, yeah, as opposed to your application,
yeah,
being the new guy on the block. So right, Here's my two concerns. I'd like to see it's maybe smaller and not lit up. And I'm just, do you want to ask your
no problem with that.
There, okay.
Yeah,
we just heard from somebody back in the audience who looks like
Mr.
he might
Johnson.
Know what he's, yeah, I know that. Okay, therefore, I would like to amend then eventually before we go any further, those two aspects of this application, again, to keep the residential characteristics paramount in our decision making here, because I think it's still a residential district and it's primarily residential. So,
Mr. Chairman,
I
got a couple questions. I have a similar concern as Mr. Coles, because if you do look on that north side, I mean, I know what you're saying, there are businesses, but they're not on the zoning map,
yeah,
as far as businesses go.
And unless you're complaining, we won't.
No, well, I mentioned below that this, if it was the owner, it would be very definitely an owner-occupied type home business. I mean, just a little yoga studio and a 300 square foot little building to do that type of home business. But I understand your concerns.
Which brings me to the second point, is that you're talking 1 to 5 students, right? And an instructor, that's 6. Where's parking work on that?
Well, Mr. Johnson can supplement to you, answer your question about exactly where the parking is, because it's not shown there, but there is parking available on that, and we did discuss that in commission below. And the 1 to 5, I think he mentioned that just occasionally she'll have a class, and there will be as many as 5 students, but most of her business is one-on-one. So
is there any concern that you have a 26-foot driveway? I mean if you're going to get to the, I would assume you'd have to park in the back, right?
Yeah.
And
maybe I should bring Mr. Johnson up and let him answer quick, because I'm not really as well versed as I should be on the parking.
Well, at least you admit that you should be better prepared. I like that for an attorney to do that. It takes a lot of guts. Thank you. I know our attorney appreciates it.
For the record.
You've made a good impression on our legal counsel.
I'm R. Joseph Johnson. I live on 213 Chandler Street in Milton. Property in question is 46 Clay Road. That's not the 9/11 address. But to answer your concerns, there is parking. There's ample parking. There's a very large area. It's a pretty large lot, and there is ample parking. On Monday nights, she has about five or six students that will show up, and there has never been a problem with parking. It's a very large horseshoe driveway. In addition, I do understand your concerns about the other property owners all along are residential, but as Mr. Gibbs said, across the street is what I would consider an industrial park. There's a tank farm with a bunch of Johnnies on the spots and trucks and heavy equipment from Clean Delaware, as well as, I believe, is it Porsche Propane? Yes, it's a large propane. So I'm not in all residential around me. I do have basically an industrial park across the street from me. So I do understand your respect of the other property owners, but the adjoining property owners on both sides, see, I keep a clean operation, and they both signed and said that they had no problem with it, as well as the Clean Delaware, of course, propane signed and said that they had no problem with my operation. And I have no problem with not letting the sign up. And if you want the sign to be smaller, there's not even a sign there now.
Right. I know. I didn't see
something's that. Better than nothing.
No. That side of the road has still supposedly all residential. And again, it is a residential neighborhood. We ought to do what we can to protect the residential characteristics of that. So I'm trying to minimize your impact as opposed to impacting them too much or something. So anyway, that's why it was just smaller sign and
no lighting.
So then it's not lit up all night and they got to see this.
No problem.
Right.
What is the plan for the building on Sticks?
The one in the back is a three-car garage. I was basically, to be perfectly honest, it was going to be a man cave. I had a builder give it to me. They moved it in. There's three bays. I was going to keep my motorcycle. My wife wants my car out of the garage. And upstairs is a small car.
Sounds like your wife wants you out of the house.
Yeah. I know. I'm starting to worry about that. Yes. There's a small card room upstairs, and it would be a three-car garage down below, right? Basically, my junk.
But so that would not be part of this conditional use at any time?
I have no intention. I basically had a very nice building. John Davidson had it given to him. He actually was double dipping. They gave it to him and he's charging me, but he's giving it to me at a bargain price. And I'm putting it on my land so I don't have to rent storage to keep my vehicles. And you know, we do tend to acquire a lot of toys as we get older.
So. Are you planning on a sewer hookup to that?
That does. I do have the engineering. I have paid the engineering fees. I mean the sewer fees to $12,000 for tying in for a bathroom, because if I want to use it for playing cards, obviously we would like to have running water. There's a wet bar in there and a small bathroom.
Okay. And what kind of DLDOT approval are you going to
Well, they did what they called it. It took a while for a traffic study just to see the impact, but seeing that it's just going to be personally used by me, they said there was zero impact in there. They did not require a traffic study, but that took about, I think it took about 4 months, because that was holding up my permit process with Mr. Costello, and they just still not, basically after about 4 months, said there's not a problem.
Does that green light you with the current entrance?
Or yes.
So the entrance that way it is will be how it is?
Yes. I'm not changing the entrance at all.
Okay. I have no further questions. I would like to see the parking design. I know you have plenty of space, but I'd like to know where.
Yes, and I have had it surveyed, and I'm having an edge replacement survey. But, I mean, I can have something. How do we handle that?
Well, one of the conditions was the final site plan.
Right, it'd be on file site plan, right?
And yes. I got to have a survey anyway, so that's fine.
Okay.
More questions to the council?
Is it the council's desire that site plan actually shows some parking?
I would like to see that. I would like
to see that. It's fine. But right? Doesn't it have to?
The final site plan before planning commission will have to show parking in compliance with all of the other zoning regulations.
Okay.
And they'll have to, there's a requirement for him to improve these, this space where it's going to be designated for parking, like with, can it be just grass?
It cannot be grass, but it can be stone.
Right. I mean, it has to be a designated area.
Yes.
Like on the site plan, they just can't.
Correct.
Have it on paper and then not do it.
Correct.
They would be in violation then.
Correct.
It currently is stone right now. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gibbs, did you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? I think you're safe. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council so desires, close the public record.
Can we strike those comments about John Davison?
I'd like to defer.
He's well known around here, isn't he?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that.
But can we
close it?
Then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll close the public hearing. So give a council close public record, and ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a workout studio to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 21,962 square feet, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning's numbers 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through G.
Mr. Burton, you have a motion?
Can I make one comment?
Mr. Arlette?
Should we address Mr. Cole's comment earlier?
About Mr. Davison?
No.
You're talking
about the sign.
There's a motion to defer, I believe.
Yeah.
Add
Mr. Burton wants to defer it.
Okay, that's what I just don't want to forget that.
Right.
That's all.
Right, the sign and the.
Size and no light.
So, therefore, second.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Arlette, to defer on conditional use 2069. Any questions on the motion?
How long?
Next hearing.
Okay.
Whatever. IG can put it back on anytime he wants to.
I said next year.
Would you say, did you say 2 years?
Next year.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
After my retirement?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your time.
That was 2 weeks, right?
Okay. We're in public meetings, so we're now going to move back on our agenda.